mitzvah ba'alin al ha'regel only applies on Shabbos Regal. It doesn't apply on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. It doesn't apply, certainly doesn't apply on Rosh Chodeshim. And nonetheless, there's a pasuk towards the very end of Yeshaya. Yeshaya Novi was the one who said Nevuah before the Churban Bais Rishon, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Charev and the Jews will be sent into Galus. And then he speaks about all the Nechamas, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, the end of Yeshaya. And then at the very end, he says that next to the last pasuk, Vahyom Yidei Chodesh B'chodesh Midei Shabbos B'Shabbato Yavo Kol Bastar L'Shtachvos Lufanai Amar Hashem. What does it mean, Vahyom Yidei Chodesh B'chodesh Midei Shabbos B'Shabbato? Everybody will come be Oile Regal on Shabbos and Amar Chodesh. So the quote from the Vilna Gaon, Shabbos B'Shabbato means Yomim Tovim. Just like in Brachas HaShabbos, you count Sfir, it does mean the day after Shabbos. That's how the Tzedukim and the Baal Sheni understood that you always start counting Sfir HaSa'imer on a Sunday, and Shavuos is always an extended weekend, always on a Sunday. So the Chachamim fought with them. Our tradition has it that Brachas HaShabbos means the day after Yontem. So too in this Pasuk, Midei Shabbos B'Shabbata means Yovo Kabosu L'Shtachvus Lofana, everybody will come to be Oyle Regal on Sholos Regalim. But it says V'Hayom Midei Chodesh B'Chodeshoy. So there's a Medrash Yalkut Shemayni. Yalkut Shemayni is a Likut of various Midrashim and Gemaras and Yerushalmis and so on. One of the Rishayim made a Likut. So he quotes a Medrash that Bnei Yisrael will be in the Golus for so many years and they'll be crying that they don't have the ability. We don't have the ability, we don't have the opportunity to be Oile Regal. We're Tomei now, we can't go to be Oile Regal. You have to be Oile Regal and bring Karbonis. Oile Sriya Shal Mechagigi, you can't do anything. So the Pasuk says that Lossed Lavag will be able to make up for all the missing Ali Oile Regal that we missed on all the Shalosh Regalim, all the years of the Golus, long, long years of the Golus. That Lossed Lavag will be able to come on Rosh Chodeshim also. Oimedei Chodesh B'Chodeshoy. Midei Shabbos B'Shabbato, not only will be Oile Regal, not only will we be Oile Regal on the Shalosh V'Golim, Shabbos B'Shabbato, we will also be Oile Regal on Rosh Chodesh. So this matter poses a major problem. The Rambam writes in his opinion, there are 13 Ikori HaMuna, and one of the Mishnah, Lo Satar Lo Sehi Mochlefes, the laws of the Torah never change, and one who thinks the laws of the Torah change is considered an apikoros. That's an Iker. That's what the Christians say. The dinim, the Torah used to be like that, then all the laws change. And Muhammad also said like that. It came, the Rambam says, the Meshugana and the Novi Asheke. He always refers to Muhammad as the Maturif, the Meshugana and the Yoshke. They came and they said they were both Nevi Asheke. They said the Rabban Shalom said he's changing all the dinim. So that's not true. The laws don't change. Chukas Olam, everything is forever. So how can it be that Lo Sadova is going to be Ali Ola Regal on Rosh Chodeshim? So perhaps the pshat is that there was always an optional Ali Ola Regal. The Netziv, in the end of Bechukosai, quotes, the Netziv learned in Valojin from before his bar mitzvah, I think. So he writes in Valojin, and he was the Rosh Yeshiva the last 39 years. Valojin lasted for 90 years, the Yeshiva. So he was the Rosh Yeshiva the last 39 years. So when he was young, before he married the Rosh Yeshiva's daughter, he married the daughter of Rabbi Tzala Valojina, who was the son of Rabbi Chaim Valojina. So before, when he was a young boy, he heard in the yeshiva that they said in the name of the Vilna Gaon that there is such a thing as a mitzvah sorshus. You're not obligated to do the mitzvah, but if you do it, you have a key of my mitzvah. There is such a thing. They quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon that matzah called shiva. Matzah lel Pesach is a chayva. The kambi elach rishus, the remaining days of Pesach, it's a rishus. What does it mean? It's not a mitzvah. If you're hungry, so eat. You want to eat something that's filling, so eat matzah. So the Vilna Gaon said, no, it's a mitzvah sorshus. If you eat matzah, every bit of matzah that you eat, it's a mitzvah kiyum. So with that, the Netziv, once he has that from the Vilna Gaon, that such a concept exists, there are those who claim that the Vilna Gaon never said it, and it doesn't make any sense, and there is no such thing as a mitzvah sorshus. The word mitzvah doesn't mean a good deed. The word mitzvah means a commandment. How can you have a mitzvah sorshus? But the Netziv says that that's what they say the name of the Vilna Gaon. That was a tradition of Balojan, that there is such a thing. So now we can fire him for all kinds of Gemaras. He spoke about it when we learned the Tosfos on Gimel Amud Aleph. He said, oh, but the Ravid writes in the Kos of Shom, the Hasogas and the Balamor, and the end of Chulin, that Afroshas Trumas, Bishar Peris, Hafroshes, Trumas, and Maises, Menat Torah is only on Tog and Tirish V'Yitza. And Sharminim, it's optional. If you're Mafrish, it's Chal. It's not, there is no Yisit Tevel. You're not Mechuyev to be Mafrish, but if you're Mafrish, it is Chal. So that far emphasis, Tosis Kasha. Rashi and Tosis are bothered with a Kasha. Tosis has it by Riches. How can you have a Pasuk to tell you about Hafroshes, Trumas, and Maises on Esrog? Hafroshes, Maises on Esrog is only with the Rabbanot. So Rashi says it's only an Asmachte. Tosis says no, it's a Drosha Gemurah Benegir to Shmita. Not better get the Trumas and Maises. According to the rabbi, no, it's a Pasuk on Trumas and Maises. If you want to volunteer to be a Mafresh Trumas and Maises, there is such a thing. And the Netziv quotes this. The Netziv quotes this from the Vilna Gaon. He doesn't quote that rabbi, he quotes it from the Vilna Gaon. He answers another kasha there. That Rashi writes on Chumash at the end of B'chul Kaisai, Chod Maisa Boka Vatzon Kol Doshi Abitachas HaShabat Vasiri Yekodesh LaShem Maisa Behema. Maisa Behem is a carbon. So what do you do with the carbon? You makrev it in the Beis HaMikdash. So who eats it? So Rashi says it never says in the Psukim in Tanakh or in the Mishnayos or in the Gemara. Never says that you give it to the Kohen. It's itself understood. You don't have to give it to the Kohen. The farmer brings it and he eats it himself. So the Netziv, Rashi is in disagreement with the Goyim. The word Goyim was said that this is one of the Chof Talad Matan Skuna, to give the Maisa Behem to the Kohen. And Rashi says it doesn't say anywhere, so it's not correct. The problem is because there are more than 24 matnas kuna. So the Rishonim all say you have to combine a few together. So when they're making the different opinion, how do you combine them together? Which do you combine together? Which do you count separately? So when they're making the calculations, so that's one of the issues involved is my sabayim more than a matnas kuna? So the Goyim said yes, and Rashi said it doesn't say anywhere. So the Netziv poses the kasha, it's a beferish posing in Divrei Hayomim. It says that they gave the Maisa Behema to the Kohan. So how can Rashi say it's not from the Chof Dalet Matans Kuna? It is a Pasuk in Tanakh. So then it's advances. Rashi didn't mean to say there's no Kiyum at all. Man, you're not Mechuyif to give it to the Kohan. But there is such a thing as a Mitzvah Kiyumis. Whoever heard of Mitzvah Kiyumis says he latches on the Vilna Gaon and said there's such a thing as a Mitzvah Kiyumis. So perhaps that's the Pshat over here. And this Yalkut Shemayin, it may be since Maimon Har Sinai. Maybe there was always a din of Aliyah LaRegel on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is together with the Yomim Tovim and Parshas Emor. So maybe also it's an optional Aliyah LaRegel. And Lo Silavoi, those people who feel bad over the fact that we missed that, Nei Chatoinu Galinim Atzeinu Minach Ruchalam Lalas LeRos LeShtachlis LeFanecha, the Rebbe Shlomo says, okay, Kindalach, you feel bad, so go and be Oyla Regal. Seize the opportunity and be Oyla Regal every Rosh Chodesh. You always had that opportunity. Bizman HaMikdash, Bimei Moshe Rabbeinu, Bizman Bais Rishon. You could always have done that. You never bothered to do it. And now, Lo said, look, if you want to do it, so do it at that time. Maybe that's the answer to the question.
Would there be an extra din of tznius for things like this? I remember people talk about with women wearing tzitzis or tefillin. They say it's a mitzvah shus. So you don't want to be all in everyone's face with the fact that it's a rishus. So would we all also apply it to men? Let's say aliyah l'regel Rosh Chodesh or matzah for the equivalent to the girl for the last 7 days.
Yeah, person. The guy cheats in business. He cheats on his wife, and he's not so careful about the mitzah. Some of my best friends talk lashon hara. He also talks lashon hara. All of a sudden, he's doing a midas chasidus. A midas chasidus has to fit in with the rest of your life. Like the Gemara says, one of the Amoraim says, how do I compare to my father? My father was wine and I'm vinegar. I'm wine that being spoiled. My father, when he ate flesh, would wait 24 hours till we had milchiks. I only wait from one meal to the other. I only wait 6 hours. So the Bali Musa say, what's so difficult? He could have also waited 24 hours. The answer is, you know, he wasn't on that madrega. It didn't fit in with the rest of his life. He wasn't such a holy tzaddik. Wasn't so medactic, so it didn't make sense for him to observe that midas chasidus of his father. Whatever you do, midas chasidus has to, whatever you want to observe, a chumrah has to fit in with the rest of your life. Yes, that is a general issue. Gemara talks about the fellow doesn't have any clothes, but he's wearing shoes. So he looks, he's wearing pajamas and he's wearing shoes. A woman is wearing instead of. When a woman dresses up nicely, the Gemara has an expression, the Gemara says, the woman is dressed up nicely for a wedding, and then she puts on jewelry, so then it even enhances her beauty. But if she's wearing a shmata, she's wearing a bathrobe, and then she puts on jewelry, so it makes her look sillier. So a person has midas chasidus, but he's missing on the basic mitzvahs. Yeah, that is an issue. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Kaivarim lahakbol penei rabba beregel. One has an obligation to visit the Rebbe on the Shalosh Golem. How do you know? Because by the Isha Shunamis and Sefer Melochim, Elisha Novi gave her a blessing. She was married for so many years, she had no children. So Elisha gave her a blessing. She should have it. He didn't know what to do for her because she was machnes orchim. So Gechazi told him, the poor lady doesn't have any chance. He gave her a bracha, she should have the baby. Then the baby grew up and he went out and got a sunstroke and he died. So she went to the Novi to tell the Novi to complain. What did you bless me with a baby? Now the baby died. Why do I need the whole thing? It would have been better. I shouldn't have had the baby in the first place. So the husband asked, where are you going? He said, she didn't want to tell her husband that the baby died. Husband saw he didn't feel well, so he sent him home. So the wife didn't want to come, so she says, no problem, shalom. Nothing, no problem. She says, the husband says, lo chodesh hayom lo shabbos. Why are you going to the Novi? So he says, everything is okay. So the Gemara says, from that lashon, lo chodesh hayom lo shabbos, you see, chayvarim lahakbo penei rabo baregel. Where does it say anything about regal? It says L'chodesh Hayom Alo Shabbos. So the Vilna Gaon says that it's the same expression that appears there. B'chodesh B'chodshay Midei Shabbos B'Shabbato. Shabbos over there does mean Shabbos. It means like when Rachos HaShabbos means Shalosh Ugolim. So here also L'chodesh Hayom Alo Shabbos means today is neither Rosh Chodesh nor Shalosh Ugolim. Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos. It means Yontif. So there's an interesting Nari Behuda has a tshuva that the obligation to be makbul peneraba beregel deraisa only applies mikra demes mancha based on mikdash yikayim, and you visit the shechina three times a year, so then you visit the Rebbe also. But this mancha in based on mikdash kind people are not visiting the shechina, they're not visiting the based on mikdash. You say you're mechuyev to visit the Rebbe more than you're able to visit the shechina. The Gemara says in kiddushin, the end of the first paragraph, about standing up for talmid chachamim. Gemara has a whole discussion about Pnei Seva Tokam HaDarta Pnei Zokin, that you're not mechuyev to stand up for the Rebbe more than once a day and more than once a night. Every time the Rebbe walks into the Beis HaMidrash, you don't have to stand up. Why? It can't be more than Kriya Shema. We're only mekabel HaMalchus Shamayim once a day and once a night. So standing up for the Rebbe, either you're not mechuyev or it's usur. Two pshat in there. Ein Rashoi means you're not obligated to, you're not permitted to stand up. Tosa says the two pshat. So the same over here. How can you say you're mechuyev to visit the Rebbe if you're not? It's not based on mikdash. You're not visiting the Shechina. So that's the Nari Behuda. He says that there's a connection between Aliyah LeRegel and LaHakba Penei Rabbi. So that's what the Loshon HaPosuk is identical. The husband tells the wife, "Why are you going to visit the Rebbe? L'Chodesh Hayom Alo Shabbos." That's the same as the Posuk that says L'Asid Lavoi Ohayom Idechodesh B'Chodesh Mendei Shabbos B'Shabbato. That there will be Aliyah LeRegel. So if you say this pshat, that on Rosh Chodesh, it was always an optional mitzvah kiyumis of Aliyah LeRegel. There was no chiyuv. The chiyuv is only on Shalosh Regalim. But on Rosh Chodesh, there's a mitzvah kiyumis, so then there would be a mitzvah kiyumis to visit the Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh also. Very good. So today is Rosh Chodesh. Let's see the Gemara. We learned the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing on Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara was discussing the Shaila. We know that we established that there's such an institution of Kiddushi Biyah. How do you do Nisuin after Erisin? How do you do Nisuin? So the Rambam says, you do Biyah L'Shem Nisuin. Or Yichud HaRoy L'Biyah. Yichud HaRoy L'Biyah L'Shem Nisuin. So the Gemara has a Shaila. Maybe Biyah Nisuin Oysa. Should I say Biyah Erisin Oysa Nisuin Oysa? Please Mekadosh but Biyah. Maybe it accomplishes both. So the Gemara, Abai brings the right. The Gemara says, not a right. Rabbi brings the right, also not a right. So the Gemara says, not Toshma. Stam of the Gemara, no name. First one was Abai brought a right from the Mishnah in Subis Menvov, Abzaka Bibita. Rabbi brought a right from the Mishnah in Nida, Bashal Shanime Mechot. Gemara says, no Hechot. So now they bring a right. The Gemara brings a right, no name, Toshma. Stam of Sifred. There was a Tana by the name of Yechanan ben Bagbag. Who was this ben Bagbag? So there's a Tosfos at the end of the first parak in Chagiga. The Tosfos suggests that Bagbag is a Rosh Yeteves ben Ger Basger. He was a Ger. And they took on a different name because they were hiding from the government. The Roman government didn't allow Gerus. The Gemara tells in Avodah Zarah, the story of Unculus, a Ger converted, and his uncle was the emperor, and he was going to kill him, and he sent the police to arrest him. A whole story in the Gemara. So clearly it was against the law. So then Tyson says, maybe it's a Rosh Yeteves Ben Ger Basker, And maybe Ben Hehei also was a ger. Tosis suggests, I think, because when Avram Avinu had the bris, so then they changed his name from Avram to Avraham. They added a hey. And when his name was changed, then his wife's name was also changed from Sarai to Sarah. So the hey is an indication. We have a minig that we give, you Yikorish Mavisor, give a name when you have the bris. So the Mate Moshe, right, Mate Moshe was the Talmud of the Lavush, I think. So the Mate Moshe writes that that minig comes from that Pasuk in Chumash, that when Avraham Avinu had the bris, they gave him the name Abraham. It's not the same. Avraham Avinu, when before he had the bris, he was a goy. And then after he had the bris, he got to give him a Jewish name. So he gave him a Jewish name, Abraham. And Sarai wasn't Jewish. So the Kedusha still began after the bris, after he got an additional mitzvah. Until they got the mitzvah of Milah, there were only seven mitzvahs, but enough, that was all. Then Bob Raman, he was given an additional mitzvah. So that we understand why they were given a name after they got the Kedushas Yisrael. But by us, the baby before it has the bris is also Jewish. In Yiddish, there's an expression that Europeans have that expression. Today, the American, the people who speak Yiddish today, never heard of this expression. When they're going to do the bris, they say, Megate Yiddish in this kind, going to make the child Jewish. That's not true. If you have a non-Jew and you convert him, you adopt the baby and you convert the baby, so that's a milah l'shem keres, making Yiddish in the skin, you're making the child Jewish. But if the baby is born Jewish, even if he doesn't have a bris milah, let's say he's a hemophiliac, you don't do a bris milah. So he's Jewish. He's just as Jewish as everybody else. It's an slightly incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. There's a Raif and the Rambam holds that a Jewish baby doesn't have a bris milah, there's a slightly incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. But leaving that out, says in Shulchan Aruch that a baby doesn't have a bris milah, is a regular Jew like everybody else. But Akol Panim, that's the meaning, that we give the name when we have the bris. So they added on the letter Hey to Avram's name, the letter Hey to Sarah's name. So when you have a ger, so you call him a Ben Hey Hey. He's a descent, we say, the ger could be maybe Bekoire. There's a Machlok Satanayim in the Mishnah Bikurim. So we pass on the ger when he daven says Alakeinu v'lakei Avraham v'lakei Avraham v'lakei Yitzchak v'lakei Yaakov. He's not a descendant. He's not a biological descendant of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So the Mishnah says he can't say Alakeinu. He has to say Alakeinu v'lakei Avos Yisrael. And we pass on not so. We pass on like the Braisa and Yerushalmi in Bikurim that he can say Alakeinu v'lakei Avosenu. And on Chanukah in Purim says Shosu Nisim Lavosenu. He is considered the Lavosenu. Why? Because the word Avoseinu doesn't only mean biological father, it means the fathers, the founding fathers of the Jewish religion. The Nikra Ovis Alashlosha. The Torah says that there are three founding fathers of the Jewish religion, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Each one discovered a different aspect of Elokus. Moshe Rabbeinu understood everything deeper, but he's not one of the founding fathers. The Ovis knew everything that Moshe Rabbeinu knew, just that he understood it better. So that's what they say. Some Rishonim want to say Ben Bagbag Ben Hehe is the same person. And others say it's not the same person, but they're both Gerim. Ben Hehe means one who can relate back to Avram and Sarah as one of their forefathers, because they converted to the Jewish religion. So this was a Gerim. In the days, we say, Allah Tzadikim, Allah Chassidim. Gerim Yisrael, how do we say? Who knows Allah Tzadikim in my heart? What are you saying? The Tefillah. Gerim Yatzadik Yaleinu. What he mentioned, the Geri Hatzedek. So some, what's the name, the one who wrote the history book on the history of the Tanoim, I forgot his name. Halevi, I think. Right, so he was related to the Soloveitchik family. So Rav Soloveitchik would sometimes quote from his book when he gave a shiur for the Balabatim. He had to sometimes explain history, so he would quote every so often from Halevi's book. So Halevi says, it would appear that in the days after the Churban Habayis, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, a lot of Romans converted. There was a big mass movement to convert. It's happening now also. There are more Germans converting to Judaism than the percentage of Germans in the world population, because the children and the grandchildren of the Nazis are trying to understand why did our parents and our grandparents, why did they want to kill all these people? So they look into it to find out what the Jewish people are all about, what Judaism was all about. Then they fall in love with the Jewish religion. So they write in the papers and the magazines that there's a higher percentage of Germans who are converting than from other than there should have been, higher than in previous generations. The same happened after the Churban Bayis Sheni. the descendants from the Romans who were killing the Jews. They wanted to know, why did they decide to kill all the Jews? They killed so many Jews at the Churban Bayis Sheni. So they looked into Judaism and they fell in love. They became Gir. There was a Havamin at that time. There was a possibility that Judaism will become the majority religion of the whole wide world. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole drasha about that, that it's a good thing that it didn't happen. If it would have happened, so the whole religion would have been watered down. It's a mila he said when he gives the shir in the yeshiva only to 25-30 students, so the shir was on a higher level. When he gives a big shir and a seris and make sure, he gives a big yahrzeit drasha, so that he has to water down the shir because he wants all the people to understand. So whenever it's for the masses, it's going to be on a lower level. So he said if Judaism would have become the religion of the majority religion in the world, it would have been watered down. So it's a mila. The Gemara says it's a mila. Roni akara lo yalodo. He gave a drasha on that. The Gemara says like that. Roni akara lo yalodo. The pasuk pshat and the pasuk Roni akara lo yalodo means the barren woman who didn't have any children should rejoice, Roni akara, because she will have babies. She will have children. So the Gemara reads the pasuk. Apikoris came to ask Bruria. How do you read the pasuk? Roni akara lo yalodo. She should rejoice because lo yalodo. What kind of a stupid? And then she answers, yeah. What kind of a stupid reading of the pasuk is that? That's not the meaning of the pasuk. You read the whole pasuk. Roni akara lo pitzchirina tali ki rabim b'nei sheimelam b'nei bilo amar Hashem. She has more babies than the other one. She was barren for many years, then she had many babies. So why did they misread the whole pasuk? What's the whole discussion? The Gemara, the Rav Soloveitchik interpreted that Gemara in Brachas. What it means is, so I got it in the Gemara Brachas. So what it means is that when they were persecuting the Jews at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni and after, they kept on killing, so they kept on persecuting more and more, and the Jews were medaktik in the mitzvahs more and more. One would have thought they would give in already. They would already stop. So he says, he's asking the Apikoiris, he's asking Bruria, leaving out the pasuk, forget about the pasuk. It doesn't make any sense. Why are the Jews more medaktik in the mitzvahs under persecution? They should give up the whole religion. So that's what she answered. No, when the religion is, if you have many, many people observing the religion, then it's going to be on a lower level. It's going to be watered down. Whenever you have a smaller group, so then it's going to be on a higher level. So they're going to be more medaktik in the mitzvahs. So that was after the Churban Bayis Sheni. There were many, many gerim. So that's what Halevi writes. That's what they added on when the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, when they were composing the Nusach, then they touched it up later. So they put in that line, Al-Geri Atzerek Yaleinu. There was a big movement of Geris. There were a lot of Geris. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. So this, they touched it up later. So this is one of the Geris. Kvashalach Yechanan Ben Bagbar, he was a Tana. They quote, he's a Tana Kochem. He sent a letter, he sent a message to Rabbi Yudah ben Meser ben Etzivan. Toys in the beginning of Psachma has a discussion. Was in Tzivan Eretz Yisrael, was in Tzivan Chutz Lartz? Who was this Rabbi Yudah ben Meser? He lived after the Churban Abayis, of his man Abayis, Hashem. Kvashalak, as he meant him, sent a message to him, Shamati Alecho, Eretz Shato Emer, Arus Abayis Yisrael Lachelis B'Truma. Is that true, that Arus is allowed to eat Truma? Shalach lo, so he sends him back a message. Vato iato imakei, you don't agree with me that arus alchelus betruma. The ger, the Tana says to the ger. Rabbi Yudah ben Meser says to the ger, you know how to learn very well. Apparently, he's also a Tana ben Bagbag. He's also a Tana. He says you're bokeh bechadre toira. Lidish bekavacham iato yodea. Don't you realize that it's a kavachaimer? What's a kavachaimer? Umar shibchak nine. Hashem biyasa machilosa betruma. Nonetheless, kasma machilasa betruma. If you buy a shifra knainis, so you buy her bekesev, she's allowed to eat truma. Koin kink nefesh kin yakasma. When you buy behem, when you buy a shifra knainis, they're permitted to eat truma. Zu ishto yarusa should be also machilasa betruma. If you marry her, if you mekadosh like they be a machilasa betruma, she's allowed to eat truma. Ain't a din shouldn't be a kavachaymer. Yes, that's what I said. Correct. I said you heard a mess. You heard my name correctly, but you only heard half of this story. I said on the level of the raisa, arusa ocheles betruma, because it's included in kinyan kaspa kal v'chaymer van v'shivcha knan. However, avol ma'ese, that's what I said. It then should have been. However, the tanoim before me, avol ma'ese shari yomach hachamim Period. So that's the end of the text of the Brice. That Brice is from the Sifrei on Parshas Korach. So the Gemara is trying to prove the issue. We raised the Shaila on Yudam and Aleph, whether Bia Eris and Oisa and Nisu and Oisa. So they quoted this Sifrei to prove that Bia is Nisu and Oisa. So the Gemara is going to say, Hechidami, what's the case over here? That everybody knows. Biyasa machilasa betruma, and the debate is whether kaspa machilasa. The Gemara says hechidami. If biyashayde chupa, if you first had kiddush and bia, then you had nisuin, so nisuin zochelus betruma. And the parallel is you had kiddush and keset followed with a chupa. If that's the case, if biyashayde chupa, the keset ayde chupa, but chavai mechal achlo. So he also agrees. What Ben Bagbag didn't know that a regular Eish is kind of chalitza truma. Normal was you do kiddushin bekesef. That's how the Rambam writes. Klanog kol yisrael lekadosh bekesef. Meaning is everybody does kiddushin kesef. Then you do nisuin a year later. Or by us, the guy moved it up right after the erisin. You meet the ksuba and you right away have the nisuin. Meaning used to be that they waited a year in between erisin and nisuin. Then the guy decided it's not healthy. The girl is an Eish Sish. And she's not living with her husband. She may have an affair with someone else. She become a soita, asur al bailo. So they said it's not a healthy situation. You have to have the nisun immediately following the erisin. So they did erisin and nisun immediately. They came to Rabbeinu Tam. That goes mainly because Rabbeinu Tam and his grandfather Rashi a little bit, but they attributed mainly to Rabbeinu Tam. He said, no, you got to make a zecher to the fact that in the days of Tanakh, in the days of the Gemara, there was a year. A wait in between Eris and Nisun. So he said, let's have a little hapsoka in between Eris and Nisun. So that's why the Rabbi Natan introduced Kriyas Aksuba. Why did he introduce Kriyas Aksuba? He could have had a chazan sing a nigun. So they should. If the chazan wants to sing, he should sing up there. Could have had a rabbi hold the drasha. They should. I told you, when my first daughter got married, she married a student of mine who was in my class who came from Switzerland. He had learned in Shalavim and then he joined the Israeli army. And then the Bnei Chutzlo to join the Israeli army don't serve for the same length of time as Israelis do. So they tell them after they finish their army duty, they should disappear somewhere, they should leave Eretz Yisrael. So a lot of them go to India and to Pakistan, all kinds of crazy things. And a lot of them come to YU. So my son-in-law came to YU. So when he got married, so there's nobody here from his family, hardly anybody, just 5-10 people came from Switzerland. All of his friends didn't come. So his grandfather came. So his grandfather held a drasha under the chuppah in between Eris and Nisun for 45 minutes. To explain, he didn't speak English, and they wouldn't understand Swiss German, the people there. So he spoke in Ivrit. They didn't understand Ivrit. So he spoke for 45 minutes to explain who his family is, what his yichus is. Okay? He was a descendant. His father was a chassidish rebbe. His father's a real chassidish rebbe. But he learned in Frankfurt. He liked that in Frankfurt in the yeshiva. So that's the best place to have the chazan sing a nigun, to have the rabbi hold a sermon. Best time is where the rabbi in the time introduced Kriyas Aksuba. Why did he introduce Kriyas Aksuba? Why did he introduce the rabbi should hold the drasha, or the chazan should sing a nigun? The answer is because they knew the Rambam quotes from earlier Rishayim. The Rambam quotes, you should give the ksuba before you do the nisuin. Why? Because it should be chupa haroya lebiya. That was the Gemara in Ksubis that we saw yesterday. God, what dafa was already. She had chupa roi labia. So the chatchila shouldn't be a chupa snida. The kala should go to mikveh before. And the chatchila should give over the ksuba because the Gemara says you're not allowed to live with your wife if she doesn't have a ksuba. So we're going to give the ksuba to the kala before you have the chupa. So you may as well, since you have to give the ksuba before you have the chupa, so you may as well read the ksuba. If you're looking for somehow, some kind of a way to waste time, that's why the Kriyas HaKsuba should be slow. Some Rabbanim have the practice that they read it very quickly in order to get it over with. It's not part of the ceremony. No, it's not part of the ceremony. The whole purpose of the Kriyas HaKsuba is to waste time, to have a hapsoket. So you should read it slowly. I said, Rabbi Blazer Silva, when they were mechabed him to read a ksuba, he would give a whole dramatic presentation, and he would hear that people are talking, he would stop. Until they would stop talking, and then he would start all over again. Very slowly, he would read the ksuba very slowly, because the whole purpose of Kriyas HaKsuba is to have a pause, to have a hapsoka. Yeah.
I was sitting with my friends at a wedding, too long. That any sort of intervention would be too long.
Why not? I don't know. Not familiar with that. Don't know. The longer the better. I would think the more havsok, up until 12 months. Okay. The food will get cold in 12 months. Okay. So the Gemara wants to know, Nohamo, Hechi Dami, what's the debate over here? Ibibi Yashai Dechupe, Bekesu Shai Dechupe, Betabai Mechal Ochlo. That's a regular Eshes Kain, Nesuach, Elis Bechuma. So that's not a debate. So what are they talking about? Ela must be Bibi Yashai Dechupe, Bekesu Shalai Dechupe. If you had kiddush, she'd be, and then you had a chuppah afterwards. So then she's in a soul, she's yocheles b'truma. And that everybody agrees. Why does everybody agree that the nesu eats truma? So Rashi says, no, that's a drasha in the sifrei on the pasuk called tor b'beischa, yocheloisai, and beisu zuish, there's only nesua. That we said, that's the gemar nyuma, daf yud gimel on a base. Whenever it says beisu zuish, the drasha, beisu zuish, it only applies to nesu. So why is it so pashut over here that the biyasa machilasa b'chumas and esem must be biyashayde chuppah? There was kiddushet biya followed with a chuppah. Then, so, and the kesef is also followed with a chuppah. Kesef followed chuppah, so she's also in a sua. So it's called torbe v'escha. So no, it must be kesef sholayade chuppah. So how does Rabbi Yechanan, how does Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira make a kavachaymer? That's just like biyasa machilasa. So too, kaspa machilasa. No, biyasa machilasa is only if it's followed with a chuppah. And kesef is not followed with the chuppah. So what's the tzushtal? The Gemara says, hocha tati hocha chada. By the biyah followed with the chuppah, you had both. You had the nisuin already. Hocha chada by the kiddushay kesef, not followed with the chuppah. So she's ain't achelus betruma. It's not the same. So what is he trying to push over here? El alav, he must say, bebiyah sholay de chuppah, bekesef sholay de chuppah. That's the case. And biyasa machilasa betruma because biyah nisuin oisa. Oh, yeah, I'm a bishlami biyah nisuin oisa. That's why Ben Bagbag knew Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira argues with him. You agree to that? That if he's made Kiddushay Biyo, she's Achelus Betrum. Why? Because Biyo's Nisuin Oisa. And the whole debate with me is only about Erison. So I hold that just like Biyo Machilosa Betrum, so too Kasper is also Machilosa Betrum. Eliyami Kiddushan Oisa. Kiddushan Oisa. But if you're going to hold the other Tzadon Amad Aleph, a kiddusha biya is only eris and ois and not nisuin. The mashnoch, the pshitalei, mashnoch, the mesavkalei. Why was Ben Bagbag, why did he assume, why did Rabbi Yehuda Maseira think Ben Bagbag is going to agree with him? That biyos and machilos, if biya is only eris and ois, so it's also not a chelos, should also not be a chelos, but chum. So you have kaltor b'vescha, b'esu zuish, do is nisua. So that's the Gemara Shaila. So don't you see from here that biya is nisua and ois? So the Farish Araya from this Sifrei, the Bia Nisuanos, and for the Gemara, here is a funny Rashi, very strange Rashi. What's Rashi right here? Bia Shal Yedei Chupa, Ko Yalak Mino Kesab Shalal Yedei Chupa, Hechi Yalak Lamina, Yalakha Tartiya. Where was that Rashi? Hechidami. Hechidami, the Alef Kesemi Beer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira is learning out one from the other. He named a Beer Shala Achar Chuppe. Beer Shala Achar Chuppe. That's not right. Beer Vachar Kachuppe. What do you mean? Beer Shala Achar Chuppe. Yalmen Akesev, Shechnis Achar Kachlu Chuppe. Akesev, the Gemara has a lotion. What's the Loshana Gemara? Echidami. Biya Shaydei Chuppe, Vikesa Vaydei Chuppe. What do you mean? Biya Shaydei Chuppe, the Rashi translates Biya followed with Chuppe. Kesa Vaydei Chuppe, he translates Faket, Kesa preceding the Chuppe. Why does he translate Biya Shaydei Chuppe, that the Biya followed the Chuppe? No, the Chuppe followed the Biya. It's a strange Rashi. So the Rashash points it out. The Pashta says that it's a misprint in the Rashi, but then he says maybe it's like the Mishnah Melech quotes. Mishnah Melech has a Shaila on the Rambam. If you did Nisuin before Erison, does it have any effect or not? Normally you take a single girl, you do Kiddushin, she becomes an Arusa. then you do nisuin. So if she converts from an arusa to become an nisuin, what if he stood under the chuppah and you say, I want this to be the chuppah? Then they no more chuppah. They take down the chuppah, and then he gives her a ring afterwards. Says hariyah mukodeshesli. So did the chuppah take effect? She's still single. We don't pass like Rav Huna that chuppah koyin mikavachayim. We don't accept. Most of the Rishonim don't accept Rav Huna's opinion. The past chuppah does make kiddushin. So he did the chuppah before the erusin. So does that have any meaning? So Mishlam Malach raises the shot. So he starts quoting some sources from the Rishon. They quote a Tshuvas Rashi that's quoted in the Mordechai. That's the same Tshuvas Rashi that the Rashash quotes on this Rashi. The Rashi has the situation. The man was Mekadosh and Isha because normal. He did Kiddushi Kesef. Then they're standing under the canopy, and that was the Nisuin. And then they found out later that the ring was not Shabbat Pruta. They found out later that something was wrong with the Kiddushi, that it wasn't his ring. By mistake, he gave someone else his ring, and it didn't belong to him. So they had to do over the Kiddushin. So Rashi says, you don't have to do over the Nisuin. There's no need to repeat the Nisuin. The brachas that they said before, the birchas erisin that they said was bracha levatola. So now when he does, he gives her the ring, he has to do the erisin over again. The birchas Nisuin is not levatola, doesn't have to repeat it. It was good the way it was. Achidush and Rashi, achidush, that if you do the Nisuin before the erisin, it's also good b'dievet. That's the Pella by us. There are four different opinions what constitutes Nisuin. So we're choshish for all four. So the one opinion is standing under the canopy. So we're standing under the canopy. One opinion is you have Yichud, Haroi Lubia, no one else in the room. So the Mogen Avraham writes, Mogen Avraham didn't write a Sefer on Ebenezer, he only wrote on Aruch Chaim. But it says in Aruch Chaim, when you say a bracha, you shouldn't talk. You shouldn't talk in between the Bichas Hanenin in the eating of the food. You shouldn't pause too long, and you shouldn't talk in between. So the Mogen Avraham quotes a tshuva from Abelia Mizrahi, the same one who wrote the commentary on Pirush Rashi al HaTorah. He has tshuva. So he quotes from the tshuva of Abelia Mizrahi that right after the chuppah, we're choshish for the Rambam's opinion that you need yichud haroi lebia, standing under the canopy is meaningless, so you should go immediately to the yichud room. You shouldn't waste any time. You should rush to the yichud room. So it shouldn't have too long a pause, like you shouldn't pause too long in between Birchas Hanenin and eating the food. You shouldn't pause too long in between Birchas HaMitzvah and shaking the lulav of Birchas HaMitzvah and putting on the tefillin. Should be Oyvel Asiyosem immediately before. So to over here, it's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas Hanenin. The Shevet Brachas under the chuppah, but you should have it connected with the Nisuin. So we want to satisfy the... So we stand under the canopy. So we're saying the Bichas Nisun under the chuppah. We have it simultaneously. But according to the Rambam, Yochoshish for the Rambam that you need the Yichud. So if you go immediately following the chuppah, you should go to the Yichud right away. You shouldn't waste time. Usually waste an awful lot of time. The children who got married kiss the parents, and then the other people start dancing and singing. It takes forever till they get to the Yichud. It takes a half an hour. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. They should rush. They should rush. That's the lashon of the Maharil. Meritzim misalchasim misakala lecheda hayichud. You should rush to chasim kala. And why should you rush them? So the Rabbi Yemizrahi explains why. So we do that. Then according to the Vilna Goyen, the nisun is when they go home. They go home together after the dinner is all over. And according to the Mordechai in Ksubis, the badekin is the nisun. Yeah, but we do badekin before the erusin. How can you say badekin is the nisun if you do the badekin before the erusin? So the answer is with this Pella Dikarashi. So Shver Rashi is probably a misprint in the Rashi over here, Echidomi. And the Rashi there, the Tshuva is also a Pella. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. How can you do it any soon before the erusin? It's a Pella. It's a Shver Tshuva's Rashi. So again, the Pashup Shatta that they're both the same. Kesef Aydei Chupa and Bia Aydei Chupa. The Pashup Shatta means the Kesef was followed by the Chupa and the Bia was followed by the Chupa. That the Bia Aydei Chupa means the Bia followed the Chupa. The Chupa followed the Bia, Pashup Shatta. So the Gemara says, how did Rabbi Yehuda ben Misere argue out the Kal V'chomer to ben Bagbag? It means you yourself agree that if he's Mekadosh b'Bia, she's Achelas b'Truma, should be the same if he's Mekadosh b'Kesef. So if Bia means Bia with Chuppah, and Kesef means Kesef without Chuppah, so Hocha Chodah v'Hocha Tarte. No, the beer was followed by the chuppah. So it must be the beer shaloy de chuppah, kesem shaloy de chuppah. So if you hold beer, eris and isa, so why is it such a double push and she's achelis betruma? Kol tor bebeis chayochal isa is only bebeis zuish des nesua. So you see a raya, alavada chitalei, that nesua isa. That's the right. Amram Nachma Yitzchok, no, not necessarily. So not a raya. He's matcha the raya. You don't have to assume like that. Wow. I said, what kind of a kavachimer is it? If the beer is followed with chuppah, hochatarti, and then the kesef is not followed with chuppah, hochachoda. So how is that? It's not the same. I would come hochatarti, hochachoda. What kind of a kakai kavachimer is that? So then in kavachimer mi oise, it's still a good kavachimer. He sent him the letter like this. Ma shivcha knayne shem bios machilos b'tshumeh at all. If he does be on the Shivcha Knainis, and he does Chuppah, it's meaningless. Rashi says, why? Because Ein Kedushin Tovsin B'Shivcha Knainis. How do you know Ein Kedushin Tovsin B'Evid of the Shivcha? So Rashi quotes the Gemara later. Shulachan Parmach Amar, Amadar Melach Amor. That there's no Yachas. Amadar Melach Amor. So, Nochamor. Ma Shivcha Knainis Shem B'Yos Machalos B'Nafila Yidei Chuppah. Because the kedushin is not topsin and the chuppah is nothing is chal. Nonetheless, kasma machilasa bechup, kasma machilasa beloy chuppah kesef alone. When you buy the shivcha knainis, that's can you kasma shizachelis betrum? It says zoo and a ishto and a shesish. Bias machilasa ayde chuppah. Fine, if you do kedushin, be a followed with chuppah. She can eat truma because kol tar beves chayachol kodesh ain a din. She be a kal v'chayma. That just like by the shivcha knainis. She's achelas b'tshuma with kesef alone. So kasma achelas b'tshuma b'lechupa. She be a kavuchaymer from the shivcha knai. So Taisa is the kasha over here, the third Taisa. Zusha b'yilasa machilasa. Isn't this in violation of dayol woman adin lios kinot? Part of the kavuchaymer is that bia that's followed with chupa is machil b'tshuma. So how can you come out to a maskana that kesef b'lechupa is machal b'tshuma? You're learning it out from bi'al yidei chupa. Why don't you say dayo levo min adin li'os kinod? That's Tosis kasha. So Tosis gives a teret. Tap Tosis also has a kasha. A different kasha. When you have a kavachaymer all over in Shas, kavachaymer is one of the yukamim b'rashat teren adresh. You have a kavachaymer, so the Gemara has two different ways to demolish a kavachaymer. One day is mamsh to demolish the whole kavachaymer. Mi'ikri ledin et pircha. I mean, the ikwe de dina. The dina means the enonchim and adin. Halo dinhu. Din means a kavachaymer. The ikwe de dina pircha means the whole kavachaymer is falls apart. Pircha means it's crumbling. Piruchin means when you crumble something to tiny little pieces. So kavachaymer is based on the assumption that A is more chomer than B. How do you establish that A is more chomer than B? Because there's a certain din that indicates A is more chomer than B. But sometimes you'll have a din that indicates that B is more chomer than A. So then the whole kavachaymer collapses. Who says that A is more chomer than B? Maybe B is more chomer than A. Or sometimes the kavachaymer is, you have a kula in that, and that's more chomer than this. A is more kal than B. So B has A is more kal than B. So B has, again, so B has a kula. They should certainly have a kula. Sometimes you learn out a kula from a kavachaymer, sometimes you learn out a chomer from a kavachaymer. So that's all on the assumption. You take a din, either you take a svar, you take a din, you establish A is more chomer than B. So whenever you establish A is more chomer than B based on a detail of halacha, if you have another halacha, then it indicates the reverse. B is more chomer than A. That's called the ikri din of pircha. The whole basis of the kal v'chaymer, the ikri din is A is more chomer than B. Who says that it's true? Maybe B is more chomer than A because you have halacha that indicates faket. That's one way to demolish kal v'chaymer. That's the best way. Who said the whole kal v'chaymer is not correct? Then there's another way. It's not the ikri dina, the whole kal v'chaymer crumbles. No, kal v'chaymer is good, and it should really be, we should really pass on like the din that you establish based on the kal v'chaymer. But the question is, this exact same style of logic can apply to another situation, and that will lead you to a conclusion that we know is not correct. So we don't know why, but there must be something fishy with this kal v'chaymer. Must be something wrong. That's called the yochiach. This, in this case, yochiach, if you're going to accept this style of logic, if this logic is acceptable, then the exact same style of logic should apply in another case, and that, I know, will lead you to an incorrect conclusion. So obviously there's something wrong with that kind of logic. So the Gemara in the end of Chulin has that. There are two different ways to demolish a Kal Vachomer. One is a pircha. That's a pircha is always meikri the din of pircha. The whole basis, the whole foundation of the Kal Vachomer is crumbling. Who says A is Mochamen and B? Maybe B is Mochamen and A. But if you have a Yochiach, that's not as strong as a pircha. Yochiach just shows something wrong with the logic. So Tosis, Fekta Kasha, and this Kal Vachomer, isn't there a Yochiach? So Tosis gives one teretz on the both kashas. In the third Tosis, they ask, why don't you say Dayo? And in the first Tosis, they ask, why don't you say Yochiach? So Tosis says, it's a different kind of a Kal Vachomer. This Kal Vachomer is just a Gila Milsa B'yami. You have a pasuk that says, Koyin Kik Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo. So who's included in Koyin Kik Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo? So Behemoth Koyin is included, the Behemoth is allowed to eat. Then Ebed Koyin, Ebed and Shivchaknai, this is Kinyan Kaspo. Because when I buy the Behemoth, it belongs to me 100%. When I buy the Ebed Koyin and Shivchaknai, it belongs to me Kishori Vachamori. That's the Lashon the Rishonim have. Ebed Ibi Gufakone also, that's a Gemara later in Kiddushin Tezayin, Ebed Ibi Gufakone, but it's not Kishore Bachamor. Ebed Kanaini is Mamish Kishore Bachamor. I can shech the Behem, I can't shech the Ebed Kanaini. He's a human being, I'm not allowed to kill him, that's a different thing. I have to treat him like a human being, but I own him Kishore Bachamor. And Isha, I don't own my wife, nobody holds that you own your wife. It's a dinner, Isha Niknis, so that's a question. When it says, Koyin Kin Knefesh Kin Yakaspo, is Ishto included? He doesn't own his wife at all. Not at all, Kishore Vachamor. It's Eina Doima. So that's a question. So that they're making a Kal Vachomer, that's really not, you're coming up with a new din. No, you're saying that the pasuk that says, Koyin Kin Knefesh Kin Yakaspo, how much is included in that pasuk? Usually a Kal Vachomer, after the Kal Vachomer, you don't say that that's Pshat in the Chumash. No. You have one din. You have two dinim, A and B. You might know A is Mohammed and B, and A has a certain, B has a certain Chumrah. So A is Mohammed and B, so A should certainly have that Chumrah. There's no Pasuk. There's no Pasuk at all. So then you can demolish it with a Yochiach. You can reject the Kal Vachomer based on Yochiach, and then you should say Dayo. But over here, we're just being Dana Kal Vachomer to be Megalap Shat and the Pasuk. It's a Gilim, not to come up with a new din. What's the din? What's the new din over here that there's no Pasuk at all? Here there is a Pasuk, Koyin Kik Nefesh Kin Yakaspo. We're discussing what's included. Is it only Behema and Ebed Knainin, Shivcha Knainis, or is it even Ishtoi? So the Kal Vachomer is Megala, Gilim Milsa B'Yama, that too was included. So that's what Taisa comes up with a Chiddush. If you have a Kal Vachomer, this style Kal Vachomer, but Gilim Milsa B'Yama, this too is included. And Pshat and the Pasuk, so then that's the klal. You can't demolish it with a Yochir, and you can't demolish it with a Dayo. This is another place it has. There's a different kind of Kal Vachomer. Sometimes there's a Kal Vachomer of Yesh Bechlal Masai Mona. A is greater than B, and B is greater than C. So therefore, A is greater than C. That's a better Kal Vachomer than a plain. Usually you say Kal Vachomer, this quotes a Kal Vachomer. We see that Karen is Mochaman Hashem Beregel, Baharaya Hashem Beregel, Bishusa Rabim is Patur, because it says, Obir Visteyache. So Hashem Beregel is only Chayev, Bechotzra Nizik, Bishusa Rabim is Patur. And Karen is Chayev, Bishusa Rabim. So from that din, that detail halacha that indicates that Karen is Mochamer than Hashem Beregel. And the Pasuk says that Karen only pays Chatzin Nizik, and Hashem Beregel pays Nizik Shalim, Bechotzra Nizik. So maybe we should say, based on a Kal Vachomer, Karen is Mochamer. We've established Karen is Mochamer, the Shem Beregel, from the detail about Rishus HaRabim, that Karen is Chayv, Shem Beregel is Pater. So if Shem Beregel is Chayv, Bechatzan Nizik, Nezik Shalem, so Karen is a Kal Vachomer, should be Chayv, Nezik Shalem, Bechatzan Nizik. There's no Pasuk one way or the other. Pasuk doesn't say anything. Pasuk says, the Karen pays Chatzin Nezik. Maybe it's only restricted to Rishus HaRabim. Maybe Chatzan Nizik should be Nezik Shalem. So there you say Dayo, and there you say Yochiach. So Tosfos says, what's the nature of the Kal Vachomer here? A is greater than B. A is Mochamen than B. Karen is Mochamen than B. Baharaya, that Bishul Sarabim Karen is Chayim Hashem Beregel is Potter. So therefore, any Chumah that you have in B should carry over to A, because A is greater than B. A is Mochamen than B. So there you have all the rules and regulation, Dayo and Yochiach and so on. But if you have this kind of Kal Vachomer, A is Mochamen and B is Mochamen and C. We gave a mashal that Misas Bezdin, the Gemara says, Ahava Min Abraisa, Misas Bezdin should be Doichel Shabbos. Why? Because the Pasuk says, if a person is a murderer, Mimis Bechitik Achen Alomus. if a person is chayv misa, you have to give misa's bezin, even if he's the only kohen who's able to be makriv the tminim u'masafim. And if you're going to give him the misa's bezin today, you won't have the hakrabas hakarbonis. So that's the pasuk. Even though he's the only one who can be makriv karbonis, you give misa's bezin. See, the misa's bezin is machom, but then hakrabas kol hakarbonis. And hakrabas karbonis is the Eichel Shabbos. Tminim u'masafim. Karbish is marakavos the Eichel Shabbos. So A is greater than B, B is greater than C. So Mises Bezin should be Dach HaShabbos. So that's why you need a Pasuk. Lo Savar Resh B'chom Moshe Osechem. The connotation B'chom Moshe Osechem is B'Moshe Bezin. That you're not allowed to do Mises Bezin on Shabbos. I would have said it's a Kavachar. So Tesis says, that Kavachar, A is greater than B, B is greater than C, so A is greater than C. That's a Kavachar they call Yesh B'chalam Masai Mana. If A is greater than B, B is greater than C. So by definition, A is greater than C. It's a better Kavachar. Not like Shember Egel. So there are three different kinds of kavachomer. One is a gilim milsa biyama, one is a yesh b'chama saimon, and the other one is a normal kavachomer. What we used to all over Shas, this is an unusual kind of a kavachomer, and yesh b'chama saimon is an unusual kind of a kavachomer.
I'm still confused. Why is this one a mikario chef? I'm trying to find out that kesef is greater than bia, and Tosas is bringing a case where bia is greater than kesef. So isn't that, why is that mikario
chef? That what?
Why is this?
Why is Rabbi saying that this case is the second category as opposed to the first category of the Ikar Pircha? Because we're
trying. The Gemara
is trying to say that A is greater than B, so that
the Kesef is greater than
Bia,
and then
Tosas
is bringing a case where
Bia
is greater than Kesef.
The Gemara proves that Kesef is Machal, even though Bia is not Machal. So therefore, by Yishto, since Bia is Machal, so Kavachamer the Kesef is Machal. Because you see that it's easier for Kesef to be Machal than Bia. Yeah. So what did you say?
No, I just don't understand why Rebbe is saying that it's not the Karyakya.
The top Tysis?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. What did Tysis say? The name of Yivam Tochir Shabios Machilos Main Kasma Machilosa. How can you say? They said a kavachayim. No, we see by Shivcha Knainis that what? The kesef, it's easier for kesef to be machil than for bia to be machil. So that shows that kesef is mochomer than bia. So you're asking what Taisa said should not be yoechiach, there should be a pircha. That's a good taina. That's a good taina on Taisa. Why do they consider that a yoechiach? That should be better than Yechir. That should be a Pirch. I don't know. That's a good time. You gotta look. It's not when the Masho asked it. That's too good a kash. Masho has to ask that kash. Why do Taisis consider that a Yochiach? That should be a Pirch? I don't know. It's a Shtaka Taina. I didn't even think of it. That is a strong Taina. Fine. So far, the Gemara, the Stam of the Gemara thought that you see from this. Brisa in the Sifrei Parshas Korach that Bia is Nisuin Oisa. Otherwise, how do you read the whole bit? So then, Abraham Nachma Yitzchok, no, not necessarily so. Liolamei Malach, Bia Shalidei Chupa Bekesu Shalidei Chupa. So he says, why? It's still a good Kavachim. It's still a good Kavachim. And he goes through the whole thing. How far does this go? Okay, now the Gemara just finishes off the Pshat and the Braisa. Avo Moese, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseri says, that's on the level of the Raisa. I think you should agree to me that Kiddush Kesev is Machal B'Trum Menatorah. However, Mid Rabbanah they asked. Avo Moese, Shammah Chachamim, the Rabbanah from the earlier generation made it the Gzera the Rabbanah. And it was by Salachelis B'Trum, Tayel Kansel Chupa, why? Mishum de Ula. What's Ula? Who's Ula? So there was a Machlekes Amoraim. In Ksubis, and the Gemara says there, Anun Zayin, Ein arusa chelus betruma. Why not? So the Gemara had a machlokes. So Ula said the reason why Shema Tashke. There were two reasons. One is Mishum Simpon, one is Mishum Shema Tashke. That's what Rashi quotes. Mishum de Ula, the Amir, and Mirash Pik, and Shema Yimzgo Lokos, the Vase Aliyah, but Tashke Lacheho, Ula Yachi, he says she's the only one who's married to the Kohen. Her brothers and her sisters are not, so it's a Hashash. Fine. Mishum de Ula. Then the Gemara says, and why didn't Ben Bag Bag understand that on his own? That's what he sent him a letter. Buchzakani, what did he send him a letter? Ata yata, again, you don't agree. Machzakan b'chol shata b'kli b'chad v'tera. Didish b'kabacham yata. Don't you know that it's a good kabacham? Why didn't he realize that it's a good kabacham? Uben bag bag question mark. Why didn't he think? Why didn't he understand on his own the kabacham? Everything more, it's not the same. Gabi shivchaknan is l'shir b'kinyona. When you buy shivchaknan, it's all day kesef, so you own her 100%. So that's called kinyakaspa. Hocha, by a husband who gets married. He doesn't have any kinya kaspa at all, but you call it kinya kaspa. Kiddushi kesef. But it's incomplete issues. Hachashir b'kinyana. By the shiv chaknan, it's lo shir b'kinyana. He bought it b'kesef. That's 100% kinya kaspa. But hocha by erisin, by arusa, yidei kesef. Hachashir b'kinyana. It's only an incomplete issue. It's only complete when it's an eshes yish b'deis abal. So he thinks that it's not a valid kavachim. That's a pircha on the kavachim. By shivcha knadis kesev is lo shir b'kinyana, and by the issues it is shir b'kinyana.
Wasn't that essentially Tosus's question answered with Gemara?
Wasn't that Tosus's question? Which Tosus?
Wasn't really Gemara essentially just answering?
The name of Dayo, Asov Dino. I don't think so. That's the same as what Tyson says. I don't know. Gotta think about it. I don't know. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok says you can read the Braisa differently, and there's no hachoch at all that be on Isunais. You can read the Braisa Erisunais. Ravino Omar and Gansen are different. Interpretation in the price. Avino Amar, midday rice and mipshe pshita lay the ochlo. Then Bag Bag knew also on the level of the rice. He was a Tana. He knew the din. He knew the din de rice that Rusal chelis betruma, but he didn't think that it made sense to make exera the rabbanon that she shouldn't be allowed to. But the rabbanon who the sholach lay, the debate between him and Rabbi Yudah ben Meser was on the level of rabbanon. Hachi sholach lay. Shemati alecha shat oimer arus v'asalachelus b'truma v'loi chayshis l'simpon. And you're not concerned about simpon. What is simpon? So Rashi explains simpon means something that breaks something else. So if you have I have a shtar that says you owe me $1,000, you have a shoiver that's signed by two eidim that says that you paid up the $1,000, even though I have a shtar, or you have a shoiver, so that's called a simpon. Shoiva is a simple because it breaks the Korach Hashtar. So if a man marries a girl and then after he gets married he finds out that she has wooden legs and glass eyes and she's deaf, dumb and blind and nothing works by her. She has no rechem, she can't have children. Everything was a kiddush tois, a mum from the top to the bottom. So that's also called a simple. So there were two explanations there. And where is it? In Ksubas Daf and Nun Zayin, the Gemara quoted two explanations from the Rabbanon. Why is an arusa ena chelis b'trum? Why they make gzera derabon? One was mishum simpon, and make turnout that she was never married. Make turnout that it's a kiddusha tois. That's very rare. How often have you heard that the boy dates the girl forever, and he doesn't realize that she's deaf, dumb, and blind, and she is walking on stilts? He doesn't know. Once in a while it happens, but it's very rare. It's very unusual that it's going to be a simpon. And the other consideration is a more reasonable. Shemba tashka lecha lechasa, because bisman hazeh, it's not shaykh, but bisman hagemara, the girl is still living by the parents until a year later. You do erisin now, you don't do nisuin until a year later. So she's eating by her parents. So he's going to send a bottle of wine. Her father's going to use it for kiddush on Friday night. So the father's going to drink the wine. He's going to make the kiddush and he's going to give it to the daughter to drink. and the brothers and the sisters and the father and mother, no one else is going to drink the wine. He's going to send cookies that are truma, he's going to send challahs. They're all going to eat. So the Shem Atashke is more of a concern. That's what Tosis has over here, Rabbeinu Moshe. They quote Rabbeinu Moshe, mean Narbona. Narbona is in the southern part of France. There was a different Bali Atosis there. That's unusual. That Tosis called someone from Narbona. They usually had different traditions in Gemara. The Ravid with the Balamor, with the Eshkol, a whole different group of with the Miri, then the Provence. That's Narbona is part of Provence. That's unusual that Tosis should quote them. But Tosis quotes him. He had a different girsa in the Gemara. He either had a different girsa or there was a different interpretation. With our girsa, the top Tosis on Yer Aleph Min Aleph, he says like this. The Gemara has an expression, Milsa de la Shchicha la Gozbe Rabbana. So what does that mean, Milsa de la Shchicha la Gozbe Rabbana? So in the Gemara, usually, most of the time, it means something else. But the main meaning, the Achrein, the Stechemit points this out, the main meaning of that statement, Milsa de la Shchicha la Gozbe Rabbana, means the Chachamim only have a right to make Gzera de Rabbanan if they think there's a real serious concern. Think that you make a gzera d'rabbanan based on ushmartam is mishmarti. That's the concluding pasuk of Parshas Achrimos. Ushmartam is mishmarti. So the Gemara says in Yivam, Zaf Chafalach, Asur mishmeris l'mishmarti. That's the basis of the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Heim asur alanshek nes agdela, heim amur shlosh advarim. Asay siog l'ataras. Asay siog l'ataras is based on ushmartam is mishmarti. So min atar you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shcholis B'Shabbos. Min rabbanan made a gzera. Why? Because they were concerned. It's going to be a common occurrence that people are going to forget and carry the shofar to shul. How come we daven from a siddur, we daven from a machzor today? Some people talk and carry the machzor to shul, but in the days of the Tanaim, nobody had a machzor. Today they should have made a gzera. What could the gzera be? Shouldn't daven. What are you going to say? I don't know. Bizman HaTanaim, the only thing they're going to carry, the clothing they're going to wear. There's no machzor to carry. The talus they wore all day long. They didn't only wear the talus b'shas tefillah. So the shofar is a hashash. They're going to forget and carry the shofar. That's a serious concern. But if it's only a far-fetched hashash, once in 100 years, someone's going to be mechal Shabbos. So because of a milsa de lo shchicha, a far-fetched hashash, lo gozer rabbanan, they're not going to make exer. So you have to have a real considerable hashash. 10%, 5% chashash. 5% of the Jews are going to be Mechal Shabbos, they're going to forget. So then you have a right to make a gzera. If it's an insignificant chashash, you have no right to make a gzera de Rabban. But once you have a chashash, let's say there is a serious chashash, so then they made the gzera de Rabban, and usually baloi plug. Ruba de gzera made baloi plug. Even in the case where the chashash doesn't apply, they still made the gzera. But it's shalol tzorech. You have no right to make a gzera shalol itself. So the answer is, once you have a tzorech, once there is a concern, you have a right to make a gzera, so then you have a right even to extend the gzera to cases where the chashash doesn't apply. There's such a similar tesis in Avodah Zarah. Why do they prohibit drinking stam yenom? So the Gemara says, because may lead to chasnus. I may enjoy this tray for wine so much, I may decide to marry the daughter of the manufacturer, Gallo Wine, Mr. Gallo. Stam a rich man. Makes a lot of money on the wine, and he has a good looking daughter. So if I marry his daughter, so I'll have a life supply of wine. So they're afraid if we'll allow Jews to drink wine that's processed by Nochrim, it may lead to intermarriage. So that's a real chashash. And once they made that chashash, because of that chashash of chasnus, because of the concern it may lead to intermarriage, that should only be a cause to asa the yain b'achilu, shouldn't asa b'ano. Bishalakim and Pasakim is also prohibited because it may lead to intermarriage. So it's only Osa Bachilu. So why is Tam Yain and Osa Bano? So Tosfos says because it's an additional concern. Maybe the Nochri was Menastach the wine of Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos writes in Avodah Zarah, come on, the Goy was Menastach it to Avodah Zarah, then he's going to give it to me to drink. If this is holy wine that belongs to his Getchke, he believes in this Avodah Zarah. So why should he give the wine? No, he's not going to drink it himself. No one's going to drink a holy wine. So Tosfos says it's a very far fetched chashash. If that would have been the sole concern, Bishum Maybe he was manasachet. They wouldn't have a cause. That would be insufficient cause to make a zera. But the chasnas was a cause. And because of chasnas, they made the zera that it's also bachila. So once they were making the zera, so they had the right to throw in also the farfetch chashash of nisuch to aser it further, even bahanor. Or once you have a significant chashash, 5% of the people. Maybe Michal Shabbos. See, even if you live in a city where there's an Erev, you can't be Michal Shabbos if you try. If there's an Erev in the city, you're still not allowed to blow Shofar from Rosh Hashanah Shacholis for Shabbos because of Eloi Plug Rabbana. So that's what the Tesa says there. Rabbeinu Moshe Min Rabbana came up with that Pshat Oliya. He holds that Simpan is very far-fetched. How often does it happen? Hundreds of people get married. Thousands of people get married every day. People who were never married before get married every day. How often does it happen that the Shidduch falls apart? That after the marriage, they were dating forever. They know each other very well. How often does it happen that the girl has a wooden leg and a glass eye and she's deaf, dumb, and blind, and so on? It never happens. It's very far-fetched, very rare. So that's a milsa de lo shchicha. So it doesn't make sense that anyone in his right mind should say that that's the reason for the gzera de rabbanan. Arus ein achelus b'tshuva because of simpan. But the other one is a more reasonable concern, shematashke. So once they made gzera shematashke, so one opinion is that they threw in also gzera mishum simpan too. In addition, it's not that it's only mishum simpan. Simpan is the additional concern that for that alone you wouldn't have the right to make exer. That's bilsul lo shchich lo goz b'rabbanan. But once they made exer because of shematashke, that is more reasonable, then they had the right to extend it and to throw in a chashash, even in cases which are not covered with shematashke, but it's still covered with simpan. That's where Rabbi Shemin Arbona has that, yeah.
The Stechemet
has that. He said, "Milsa lo shichel goes Rabbana." The Chacham have no right to make gzeira if it's if the concern is far fetched. The Loshen appears in the Gemara many times, but Ruba de Ruba, most of the time in the Gemara doesn't mean that. Really means that most of the time the Gemara means a different thing. The Chacham made gzeira because it is a concern, but this is a very unusual case. In front of this is a wacky case. Only comes up once in 100 years. So even though they made gzeira and there is a concern. In this case, there is a concern, but since this case is a yotzei, it's a yotzei doifendike case, so the gzera that was made doesn't apply over here. Even though they made a gzera with a loy plug. They made a gzera with a loy plug, and even when the reason doesn't apply, but if it's a wacky case that only comes up once in 100 years, so the gzera that's on the books doesn't apply to a milsa de lo shchicha. It's very strange. Why should it be so? That's what Moshe Feinstein talks about. When a girl gets divorced, so she has to wait 3 months until she remarries. You have to wait tzadik beis yad, 92 days, including the day on which the husband gave her the get, and including the day on which he's getting married to the second husband. You have to have 90 full days in between. Tzadik beis yad. Why? In order to ascertain whether she's pregnant from the first husband. If she'll remarry within 92 days, so she may have a baby soon, early. You won't know. But this is a baby in the first husband and the second husband. You want to know who's responsible to support the child, who's the father of the child. So Moshe has a situation that a woman got divorced from the first husband, she got a get. Then she wants to remarry, and then they find out that the rabbi who did the get was an absolute faker. She went to the rabbi, she said she needs a get. So the rabbi said, okay, he wrote her a get and he gave her a get. That's not valid. You have to have the husband has to come to do tziva abal, to give the get. So the rabbi wrote a get on his own. There used to be such fakers. There used to be a rabbi in Brooklyn. He and his two sons used to be the bezin for the geirus. A man and two sons, the Kroivim, they were all puzzle. Whoever's puzzle later is puzzle for Dionys. So the same faker used to write get on his own. I don't think he's alive anymore. I don't think his children are alive anymore either. This was years ago. So this woman fell in. She got a posel a get from this faker, from this phony rabbi. And then she wanted to remarry. Then when she found out that it was meaningless, so they contacted the first husband and he gave her a get. No problem. He gave her a get. Does she have to postpone? She got a get a week before the wedding. They already sent out invitations. And then they found out that she never got an authentic get. So now the question is, does she have to wait? She has been living with the first husband for several years now. It took her a while till she found the second shidduch. So the question is, does she have to wait 92 days? So the Gemara says, you have to wait the 92 days even if she's 95 years old, and we know she's not pregnant. Even if her husband is in prison the last 20 years. Even if she's in prison. They weren't talking to each other the last 5 years of their marriage. And even if Eliyahu Navi comes and says it's been avowed that the woman is not pregnant, if Eliyahu Eliyahu, you still have to wait 92 days. That's how the Gemara says. It says, Mamash Aloy Plug Rabbanon. So Moshe says, yeah, it's Aloy Plug Rabbanon, but in this case, this is a Milsa Dolo Shchicha, that she fell in with a faker rabbi, a fraud, who wrote a get. So since it's a Milsa Dolo Shchicha, and the reason for the Chashash doesn't fly, so she doesn't have to wait Tzadik Beis Yom. Very strange. Eliyahu Navi coming and telling, testify that the woman is not pregnant. That's not a milsa lo shchicha. How often has that happened? That Eliyahu Navi comes and says she's not pregnant. I don't know. That's what Rabbi Moshe writes. So that's what it usually. Most of the time, when the Gemara has that expression milsa lo shchicha gaz rabbanon, means there's exerid rabbanon for a very serious reason, and in your case, the reason the exerid should apply, but your case is a yotzei dofen diga case. It's such an awkward case. Gemara has an hazav, a perek hazav that Daf Yomi people are learning now. Are they finished already? Perek hazav, learning hazav neshech now. So perek hazav, the Gemara has a case. A guy is buying something, and he gives a sack full of money, and they don't count how much money it is. He's buying an automobile, gives a sack of money. Doesn't say how much money it is. So that's milsa de la shchicha, that someone should agree to sell an automobile for a sack of money. He doesn't know how much money. Could be $100,000, could be $500, could be $10. Maybe it's in pennies, then you don't know what it is. The Gemara says, since it's a milsa lo shchicha, so the gzeiros d'rabbanon don't apply over there. Why not? Very strange. That's what it usually means. But the Stechemet points out, but it also means that the Chacham have no right to make gzeiros d'rabbanon if the whole concern is that once every 100 years someone's going to be Mechal Shabbos, then it's not right. That's a shelo l'tzorach. It is a tzorach, but you have to have a tzorach gadol. If you only have a tzorach katan, that's not proper to make such a gzeir derabban. The same is true, let's say, the Chachamim want to make a gzeir derabban because they're concerned if you leave the dinim the way they are now, someone will probably violate an avera derabban. So the Gemara, so Rashi in the beginning of Beitza, in the first half of Beitza, says, no. Usmartem es mishmarti, asu mishmeres le mishmarti, velo mishmeres le mishmarti, velo mishmeres le mishmeres. You're not allowed to make a gzeir le gzeir. You're not allowed to introduce a gzeir le gzeir. Why? That's not considered a tzara gadol. If there's concern, someone will violate an aver deraisa, that's a tzara gadol. But if it's only a tzara katan, only a concern, someone's going to violate an aver derabanan, that's a tzara katan, that's not sufficient cause. Unless there's a taisus, and where's the whole sugi of gzeira l'gzeira? The beginning of Perikol HaBasar in Chulin. So there's a taisus there that the Shach made famous. Shach in the Aridea quotes that taisus, that sometimes you do have a right to make a gzera l'gzera. Well, if there's a real serious concern, it looks like people will violate, they made a din derabanan, and the hamayinam probably will often violate that din derabanan unless they make a gzera to the gzera. So that says you do have a right to make a gzera l'gzera. The Shach made it famous, that says, because the Taz and Simet Tzadik is about Kchal. Kchal is the udder of the animal, always has milk in it. So the Mishnah says, once you shecht an animal, then the milk that wasn't milk from the animal while it was alive, minatar is parva. The milk that comes out after you shecht it, then you squeeze out the other, that milk is minatar is parva. It's only milk chigma derabban. Cholav shchuta. If you take out the milk after the shchita, after it's dead already, so cholav shchuta is only derabban. So they used to sell chal in the stores, in the butcher stores, and whoever couldn't afford the normal meat, the poor anim used to buy the chal. I don't think they sell that anymore in the stores. Probably tastes like basar b'chol. But so the Mishnah says you have to squeeze it out, you have to squeeze out as much milk as possible, and then shine, then you're allowed to eat it. So the so in Simon Tzadik it talks about basar b'chol d'rabbanan. The meat with the chal of shchuta, the chal, that's the topic of the siman. So there's a taz there, has the following chiddush, that chicken and milk is only basar b'chol of d'rabbanan. And if it's not cooked together, that's vayta only basar b'chol of d'rabbanan. So he says, in effect, you can have chicken with milk in the same meal, because it's a gzeira l'gzeira. Because chicken is only the rabbanon, if it wasn't cooked there, bishul is only the rabbanon. So it's a gzeira l'gzeira. So the shach says it's against the beferish gemara. Anybody ever hear such a thing? You can drink milk in the middle. You can have a sandwich, chicken and cheese, because the chicken and cheese were not cooked together, and chicken is only the rabbanon. So it's a gzeira l'gzeira. So the Achranim say we don't pass like the Taz against the Gemara. What's the answer? I bet the Taz is right. It's Gzeir L'Gzeir. So the real answer, Rabbi Kiveger writes, and the Nesibis writes, and the Sassemis writes, and the Pnei Yeshua writes, and the first Perek and Shabbos, that's not Gzeir L'Gzeir. That's a trade the Rabbanim. Gzeir L'Gzeir means if what motivated the Chachamim to make the second Gzeir was that they're concerned someone can violate the first Gzeir the Rabbanim, that's Gzeir L'Gzeir. This is a gzeira u'gzeira. They had a concern, we have to declare chicken is fleshy, because it's very similar to meat. And the Tana Rabbi Yosef Halevi said, it's so dissimilar, no one's going to confuse the two. So it does make sense. So the Gemara said, but B'kol Moshe Rabbi Yosef Halevi, in the city where Rabbi Yosef Halevi was the rabbi, they always ate chicken with milk, because they followed him. He was the Mor d'Asra. He held that it does make sense to make a gzeira d'rabban. But we don't follow his opinion. We pass on a chicken is fleshig with the rabban, a gzeira to flesh. Then they made another din the rabban. And I'll have fleshigs with milchigs together, even if they're not cooked together, because if we allow them to have together, next thing you know, they're going to cook it together. So these are two independent gzeiras d'rabban. One is that chicken is fleshig. One is that even not derech bishul is also rabban, because gzeira people make a mistake. Here they happen to combine together, but it's neither gzeira was introduced because it concerned someone's going to violate the rabbanon. Both of the gzeiras, each of the two gzeiras, was because of a concern someone's going to violate another deraisa. They asked a chicken, someone may cook basa b'cholo, and they asked a shelo derech bishul, somebody may do a derech bishul. So that's called the trade rabbanon. That's a gzeira u'gzeira. Rabbi Kiveger calls it a gzeira u'gzeira. What we would call a trader rabbanon, or shvuz de shvuz. According to the Taz, every shvuz de shvuz is a gzeira l'gzeira. No. Shvuz de shvuz mutim amakam mitzvah. Shalob amakam mitzvah is also. One says every shvuz de shvuz is a gzeira l'gzeira. And so it says not. A shvuz de shvuz means that two deed of the rabbanon. If the whole prohibition is only based on the combination of two deed of the rabbanon. So that's the simple answer to why the Taz is wrong. You're not allowed to have a sandwich of chicken and cheese together. It's not a gzeira l'gzeira, it's a shvuz de shvuz, it's a trade de rabbanon. That's the answer that all these achrayim give, the Pnei Yeshua with Rabbi Kiveger and the Svasemes and the Nesivis and his Chuvis, they all have the same answer. And the Shach gives it, when the Shach is masik in the Nekudas HaKesa, Shach is masik on the Taz and Simit Tzadik, he says that he's wrong. So instead of giving that argument, he says, Tosis writes in the beginning of Kol HaBasar that sometimes you do have a right to make a gzeira l'gzeira. If it's a serious concern that many people will violate the din d'rabbanon, then it is a tzara gadol. You don't say by definition all dinim d'rabbanon are tzara katan and you have the right to make a gzeira. No. They made a gzeira d'rabbanon or to a deraisa. And then if they think that a lot of people are going to be misled and violate the gzeira d'rabbanon, that's going to lead to a violation of a deraisa. We have the right to make a gzeira l'gzeira. So in effect, you never know what the rule is. You never know whether you do have a right to make a gzeira l'gzeira or not. Maybe it's a big chashash. That's what the Shach says. We can't declare on our own that any given case is a gzeira l'gzeira because we don't know what the likelihood is. We haven't taken a poll. We haven't consulted the psychologist to take a poll. What percentage likelihood is there that people are going to violate it? That's what the Shach says, why he disagrees with the Taz. And the other Achranim disagree, and God's wrong. It's wrong in principle. It's not a gzeira l'gzeira. It's a trade the rabbanon.
According to Tosfos, you only let to make gzeira l'gzeira, we said, if you're going to violate the dira rabbanon, right? So if you're going to end up violating the dira rabbanon.
If there's a serious likelihood that many people will violate the rabbanon, then you do have a right to make the gzeira l'gzeira.
So what's the difference between that and the state chemed, who says that you can only make a gzeira in the first place if there's a concern? Seems like
you have to have a tzarach gadol. So the Stechem says if the ochashash is far-fetched, then you have no right to make a gzera d'rabbanon. Why? Because you need a tzarach gadol. So similar to that is the din, you only have a right to make a gzera if you're concerned people are going to violate their rights. If you're only concerned they're going to violate their rabbanon, gzera l'gzera, that's a tzarach gadol. That's not called a tzarach gadol. Unless it's a strong likelihood that many people will violate their rabbanon, and violating the Rabbanon, that may lead you to violate the Deraisa, so then even the Gzeira is also a Tzara Gadol.
Sure. are there different guidelines between Gzera L'Gzera and the Snal L'Gzera? For whether when you could do it, or just both Tzara Gadol in the same exact...
It all boils down to one klal. Is there a Tzara Gadol or a Tzara Katan? That's going to Taisus. All boils down to one fact. Is it a Tzara Gadol or a Tzara Katan? Yeah. So that's Rabbi Moshe mi Narbona. It's a chiddush that Taisus quotes anybody from Narbona. They had no connection with Provence.
What, was the Taz talking about a case where the milk was coming from the Gachal or just not many cheese?
He says it in the Siman about Gachal. But what he says in effect boils down to this. According to, I don't remember what the Taz said, but the Shach says, what are you talking about? According to what you said, should we mut to have a sandwich with cheese and chicken together? And that's wrong. So what you said is also wrong. Taz didn't say that case. The Shach says, according to him, it should follow that too. He's talking about Kral, something about Kral. So Nachman, so what does Ravina have over here? Ravina says, Midderaisa, Ben Bagbag knew what the din was. He was only debating on the level of the Rabbanim. Ravina Omar, the last 13 lines on Yudam Ebeis, Midderaisa, Mipshib Shita Lei De Ochla, Ben Bagbag knew that. Everybody knew that. All the time I knew that. Mid the Rabbanim who do Shalach Lei. The shaila was mid the Rabbanim Hochi Shalach Lei. Shamati Alecha. Shata Marus by Shalach Elis B'tshuma Olachayshes L'Simpain. I think that it should be a Gzera the Rabbanim because of the concern of Simpain. Shalach Lei. So Ben Rabbi Yudah Ben Meser sends him back a letter. Sounds like it's through correspondence or something. Or Bal Peh. Okay. Sent to Shliach. Shalach Lei. V'ato Iato Em. Okay. Don't you agree with me that it doesn't make sense to have a chashash of simpam? It's far-fetched. I can prove to you with the Kal V'Chomer that it doesn't make sense to make a gzeira de rabbanan because of the concern of simpam. So he says, it doesn't make sense. Ma'ashib chaknainis. Simpam a mekach tois, I buy an automobile and the brakes don't work. That's a mekach tois. I buy food and it's spoiled, so I bring it back to the store. I buy a bottle of milk and it's sour, I bring it back to the store and I get my money back. You buy something that's rotten, you buy a suit and it's falling apart, or something like that. So you marry a girl, she has a mum gadol, so that cancels the whole. So let's say I buy a shivcha knainis and there's a mum gadol. So also it'll be a gloy Muslim afreya. That I never owned her. It's not the Kenya Kaspo. I buy behema. Behema's koin achelus b'tshuma. That's how I buy behema, and it turns out that it's a sick animal. It's a sick animal. I'm not going to live too long. So I give it back, and I get my money back. It's a mekach tois. How can the koin be machal behema's koin b'tshuma? Maybe it'll turn out to be a mekach tois. You can have a mekach tois by a shivchak nainishal koin. You can have a mekach tois by behema's koin. You can have a kiddusha tois. You don't say mekach tois by a kiddushin. You say kiddusha tois by a ishtoi. So he makes a kavachem. Ma'ashiv chaknei en bios machilosa b'tshuma. Nonetheless, kasma machilosa b'tshuma. V'loi chashina l'simpon. Zu by ishtoi. Should be a losa machilosa b'tshuma. There are more cases that eshes koin is achelus b'tshuma. Shivchas koin, you can't buy the shivcha with beer. You can only buy the shivcha with kesef. And still, machilasa b'tshuma, you're not concerned about simpon. Zu by ishtar should be also machilasa b'tshuma. There are more ways to make kiddushin. Ein adin should be a kalvachaymer. She kaspa machilasa b'tshuma v'la nechesh l'simpon. You see, by the shivcha, you're not worried about simpon. So you shouldn't worry about simpon. By esh is koin either. Avol ma'esu shemar chacham arus basalchel ein alchelas b'tshuma asher dikanes lechupe mishum deula. Not because of simpon, because of ula. Ula is shema tashke, but I don't hold from simpon. Then Bagbag sent the Rabbi Yehuda ben Meser a letter. I heard that you allow arusa to eat chuma. You're not worried about simpon. So he said, I have a kavachayma not to worry about simpon. I'm worried the rabbi, the tanoim before my generation, ma'esu, avolam hachamim, in the earlier generation, he is not allowed to eat chuma because of shema tashke, but not because of simpon. Well, Ben Bagbag says that you're wrong. There are two reconsiderations. Not only is it correct, Shema Tashkem Shem Dula, it's also Exer de Rabbanim Shem Simpon. I isn't a good Kavachaymer. You see, you're not worried about Simpon by the Shivcha Knainis. So why are you worried about Simpon? Is always a Mitzvah L'Shchicha. Simpon is a far-fetched thing. So if you're not, so if you're not worried about Simpa by Shivcha Ktanis, why are you worried about Simpa by Ishtoi? So Ben Bagbar says not the same. Simpa Mavarim Leislai. He says, Simpa Mavarim doesn't make any sense. By Ishtoi, there is a concern of Simpa. Mavarim is not Shach. Why? Imum Shibigolihu. If Abai Shivcha Ktanis, and she's very ugly, her nose is twisted, her eyes are out of shape or something, she's deaf, dumb, and blind. So I saw when I bought her that she's ugly looking and she's bald and whatever. I bought her. He sees when he buys her, he sees what she looks like. So he's accepting. Kentina later, it's a mum, it's a mekachtos. He saw what he's getting into, so the kibbul. He's going to find out later on that she has whatever. She has some kind of a mum. My naft lemine, la malocha kaboy la, la ichbislay. He wants the Shivcha Ktanis to do work. And she used to work for this man. This man sold it to me. He had her as a Shivcha Ktanis for the last 10 years. She washed all the dishes. She washed the windows. She did all the clothing. She did everything. She's a good Shivcha Ktanis. What does it bother me? Why should I be able to declare a mekach toys when I buy a Shivcha Ktanis? Turns out she has a mum shebeseifa. Mum shebeseifa. What does it indicate to me? I'm going to have guests eating by me. And the maid is going to come and serve the food. She looks awful. Yeah, but that's Sova Bekibel. When I bought her, I saw. Akachazilo. I didn't see. But my nafklei minei. They can't declare that it's a mekach tosh because she has a mumshe b'seser. Elamai, what are you going to say? Nimtze ganabo kasyustis, if I buy a shivcha knainis, and it turns out that she's a thief. Or she's a kuvyustis, whatever that is, okay, or a gambler or something. So I'm going to discover later on, when I look at her, I can't tell. And that is nageya. She's going to empty out the whole house. My wife has jewelry and I have money and she keeps on stealing things. So the Gemara says, higiyo. Everybody knows that all avodim, marba avodim, marba gezel, Mishnah Sepirka, everybody knows avodim are very much into gzela. So you can't taina mekachtois. I can't tie a mekach tois if I buy an ebeknadi shivcha knais and turns out that they're a thief. I can't tie them my money back. That is a mekach tois. You should have understood in advance that many of the avodim, my avodim, my begezim, many of the avodim, my gazlan, my amrit. What could it possibly be? A simpom. What could it possibly be? A mekach tois by a shivcha knais? Maybe it's a list of mezuzah nichtav lamalchus. Maybe the government made a gzardin that they're going to give the death penalty because this Shivcha Ktanis killed someone, and the guy tells me the Shivcha Ktanis, he didn't tell me that the government is going to arrest her, that they're going to arrest her and give her the death penalty. Well, she's a list of Mizuyan. She was involved in a armed holdup. Everybody knows all the Avodim Aganovim, but he didn't think that he's the lucky winner. He's buying a Shivcha Ktanis who does armed robberies. So she's going to get killed. She's going to get killed someday. So my Amrit, what could possibly be a mekach tois by an ebeknaini? List of Mizurim Bechtel Malchim. Masahani Yislehu. He would have heard about that. So therefore what? Rashi says, the fact that he didn't do any research. He bought the Shibcha and could have easily done research and found out. Everybody would know if it was already Nigma Dina Lamisa by the government, if she's a list of Mizuyim. You just go on the internet. You type in the name. So you get all the schmutz. All the dirt. So Rashi says the fact that he didn't bother to check it out, that he could have easily checked it out, so Rashi says, therefore, sova v'kibul. Kol islehu v'sova v'kibul. Tosis disagrees with Rashi. This is a fundamental machlokes. When they say sova v'kibul, I bought an automobile, and I see it's all scratched up all over the place. That's mum shebegaloi. If I bought it, so I can't say later on, I want my money back, it's all scratched up. Sova v'kibul, you saw what it was. What if I buy an item, I bought an automobile. If I would have looked on the internet, they would have told me that Toyotas, the airbag doesn't work. They're recalling all the Toyotas because the airbag doesn't work. Or the back door doesn't lock, or something like that. Or the trunk doesn't open. I could have easily discovered that by going on the internet. I didn't bother to. So Rashi holds that that's called Sova V'kibul. Even though I don't see it in front of me, since I could have easily found out about it, that's also Sova V'kibul. Taisa disagrees with Rashi. That's not Sova V'kibul. They think that it's not true. Tosfos proves from the Gemara that Rashi is wrong. So Tosfos says, what does it mean, Hano kol yislahu? He would have heard about it already. It's such a milsa de la shchicha, so far-fetched. You don't have to worry about that. It's far-fetched that the shivcha knainis that you're purchasing is going to be nichtav la malchus or lista mizuyin. So therefore, there's no simpon by avodim. Oh, but by ishto, there is a concern. Maybe there's a mumsha begolim. Mumsha begolim he would have seen, but maybe there's a mumsha b'seiser. Then until he's going to live with her, until they're going to be together, he won't know whether there's a mum or not. So that said, the last mandam, who is it? Ravina. Not Ravina. No, who was the last one? Yeah, Ravina. Ravina, Ravina said the machlokes between Ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira was benegir to the gzera de Rabbonim. On the level of the Raisa, they all know Arus Ochelus Betruma. And they all know on the level of the Rabbonim that there is a gzera of Shem Atashke, Mishum de Ula. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira held that's all. And whatever the concern of Shem Atashke doesn't apply, so the Arus is Ochelus Betruma. And it's not a loy pluk. Ruba de Ruba the Xeris de Rabbanon are a light plug. All of a sudden this one is not a light plug. So he holds, Rabbi Mem Ser holds, once the Chashash Hashem Atashka doesn't apply, so the Arusa is Ochelus Betruma. And Ben Bagbag disagreed. He said, no, in addition to that concern of Shem Atashka, there's an additional concern. That either an additional concern, or instead of Shem Atashka, those are the two Pshatim Atosim. That's where Rabbi and Moshe Min Arbona came up with that interpretation. And some Gemaras had that girsa. Then Bagbag holds that both concerns are right. There's both Shem Atashke and Simpon. And the old girsa was, no, instead of Shem Atashke, it's only Mishum Simpon. So that was the Gemaras. Yeah, so you have to understand. The Gemara says it's going to be Nafkaminis. Whenever the reason for the Gzer doesn't apply, the Gzer doesn't apply. What happened? Ruba, the Gzer is the Rabbanan, are a loyplug. Why was all of a sudden this one is not a loyplug? Ruba de Ruba are a loyplug. And then furthermore, there was a Rajbo's Kasha. We had a Tosfos somewhere. Here, Nimtza Zohar LaMafreya. We spoke about this already. Mehamed Beis, there's a little Tosfos. Nimtza Zohar LaMafreya. So Tosfos proves in the Gemara that the Gzera de Rabbanan, Arusa Ein Acheles Betruma, even applies in a situation where the Chashash doesn't apply. So that's in contradiction. That's what Tosfos says. So the Rajbo says, quotes the Tosfos, then he says, how can it be? It's against the Gemara Yud Aleph and Aleph. Gemara says, "Befesh over here, keep a muscle of halachik benayu." Whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the gzera doesn't apply. So, isn't there a contradiction in the Gemaras? So, next week we'll start on Sunday. Yes. What? I think so. What's happening on Sunday?
Medical ethics conference.